Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Joel Ratajczak, who is the founder and CEO of Rockapelli. And I have to open by asking, Joel, what is Rockapelli?
So Rockapelli is a 501c3 nonprofit organization based out of Munster, Indiana, that produces and organizes benefit concert events for other local charities in the area. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we also offer free music education, scholarships, and lessons.
And you have, how long have you been in business?
So we had our first benefit festival back in 2012. It was actually held at St. Thomas More in Munster in the school gym there. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've moved and grown a little bit and had hosted it at Wicker Park as well as Main Square Park in Highland, and then most recently moved it to Central Park in Griffith.
Okay. So I assume you've been attracting a larger and larger audience over those 8 years.
We have, yes. We've definitely attracted a larger audience and have been able to support more and more charities and causes around the area. So it's nice because it feels as though we grow, we're able to provide more support, and that's what, you know, we really want to do at the end of the day.
So you have this year's festival is on September 12th. Mm-hmm. And you have virtually the entire world to be a potential participant in this year's festival because it will be a virtual event, right?
Correct, yes. So unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 crisis, we had to kind of reimagine or re-envision our event. And we're going to be moving it to an online format, which we're actually very excited about. We will be working with the Spot Studio in Schneider, Indiana, on producing the event. And we'll have some great local artists performing from there. And all of the performances will be streamed on September 12th via our Facebook Live channel.
Well, that sounds cool. So, it's a streaming service in Schneider, based in Schneider, you say?
So the studio is based in Schneider, mm-hmm. and where we'll be basically capturing all of the performances, but it will be streaming on Facebook Live.
Okay. Well, what kind of different performers will you have?
So we like to really keep the musicians and the lineup as eclectic as possible and feature performers of all different backgrounds. So we are going to have everything from kind of modern rock and jazz or a jazz fusion band, modern rock, kind of a jam band. We'll also the Joe Marcinek Band. We'll also have a great hip-hop, R&B, and jazz trumpet player from Chicago. His name's Sam Trump. He'll be there with his band, as well as the Kinsey Report from Gary, Indiana, who has pretty good following in the region. We're really excited to have them. They're kind of local heroes of ours. And, you know, we're still working on, because we've had to change this last minute, securing a couple last-minute performers that we will be announcing shortly, but are really looking forward to having some great artists as part of our online lineup this year, and are just really excited to be able to host them and have them share their music with our fans.
And how long will the virtual event run?
So it's going to be at kind of various stages throughout the day on September 12th. What we'll do is we'll release a schedule on our Facebook page and social media channel where you can go and you can see the times of when the artists will be performing and when their performances will be streamed. So it'll be kind of like an all-day music festival. We'll have performances starting in the afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock, and they will be going throughout the day and into the evening, probably until about 10. So We're trying to really bring the festival experience as much as we can to the online community.
It sounds like you've thought it out really well.
Thank you. Thank you. We've tried, and it's interesting because it's, you know, all live music promoters and everything have had to adapt to this,
mm-hmm.
Not being able to really have live music with an in-person audience, although there are some workarounds such as drive-in shows, but we think that this, as far as a virtual experience, is going to be a really good one, and we think that people who tune in are going to be very happy with the performances and the quality of the production.
Well, Joel, thank you for calling in today to tell us about it, and good luck with everything on the 12th. And
thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.